FM.
Now, there are lots of people and organisations who are calling for changes to the schedule for giving the vaccinations. And some people have good arguments, others perhaps maybe not so. But let's hear from the dentists, because Fintan Horan, Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association, where do dentists sit at present when it comes to the list for vaccinations, and where do you believe they should be?
Well, they are rightly recognised as being at the higher end in terms of risk, and they are at towards the top of the prioritisation, which has been published by the HSE. The difficulty is that there's been no communication and no sense as to when they will be vaccinated. The Taoiseach said in the Dáil last week that just like medical GPs, they needed to be vaccinated as a priority, but we haven't seen any clear indication from the HSE as to how and when they will be vaccinated.
Because it would almost stand to reason that if you have dentists and dental assistants working with people's mouths, that if those people may have be asymptomatic, but if they have COVID-19, the risks of passing it on to a dentist must be presumably high.
Yes, that's very true. It's probably self-evident, as you say. I suppose even before the pandemic, dentists were always ahead of the curve in terms of the standards that they have put in place with infection prevention and control. But that's no reason, you know, just to forget about them and assume that there isn't a risk. Clearly, there is a risk. Now, I think the recent experience where there has been elements of queue jumping or people being vaccinated who wouldn't otherwise be towards the top of the risk register, that's actually cause of great frustration. It's sapping morale. And for dentists, you know, they want to keep their practices open. They are able to see patients, thankfully, for all treatments currently. But, you know, we do need a strong and clear signal as to when and how soon and how they're going to be vaccinated.
Because you've brought up an interesting point that you can be on the list, but that doesn't mean actually that those who are responsible for administering get round to those people who are legitimately on the risk. On the list.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have protested, and so have representatives of other health professions, that this is only adding to the anxiety. And there are levels of stress in dentistry, you know, at this moment for very obvious reasons. And the HSE has been told in no uncertain terms by representatives of doctors, nurses, dentists and others that they have to ensure that there can't be this element of whoever shouts loudest gets bumped up the list. That is a problem. It's a credibility problem for the government. But, you know, if people were told that they would be vaccinated in whatever number of weeks' time, we're all 9 months into the pandemic, I think that would be some assurance. But secondly, there has to be a proper plan and adherence to the prioritisation plan, because there has been work done which has identified the risks. The HSE has carried out a lot of work in it, and they need to stick to the plan, and the people delivering the vaccines need to be aware of that.
Just one final point, Fintan Horan is Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association. How well are dentists doing at the moment in delivering services? And because there were issues in the first lockdown last year about having adequate personal protection available, and also then it was maybe only emergency work that was being done. Where are we at now?
Yes, well, for a short period, there was emergency only, but now all dental care and treatment is being provided. Dentists have pretty much had to proceed without and despite the state, they've been given no support. But they've made their own arrangements. They're offering the full range of care and treatments. Patients will be asked questions in advance. They will see extra precautions, and there will be all of the social distancing, the additional precautions put in place. But they are available. Patients can travel more than 5 kilometres to see their dentist, and we would actually encourage people to keep their appointments, because, as with everything, prevention is always better than the cure.
Thank you very much. Fintan Horan, Chief Executive of the Irish Dental Association. 0874 100 102. It gives you the last word by text or by WhatsApp. Coming up next, the Six Nations.